Ja, da går Lilly I transe, og dette her kommer til å bli en spørsmål og svarkanalisering, som Lilly og jeg har gjort mange ganger før, spesielt I forbindelse med vår første bok, Bevissthetsskifte, men også på vår andre bok, Du klarsynt, som kom ut nå for bare noen måneder siden. Og da det ofte at den kilden som kommer igjennom, det vet jo ikke hvem enda. Ofte så kan det være The Council of Elders, som en kilde Lilly har kanalisert I 30 år, at den kommer først da med en form for introduksjon. Det vet vi heller ikke, men ofte så gjør det det. Og så vil jeg da stille spørsmål på norsk, og så vil kilden eller gjennom Lilly svare på engelsk, for det det som har vært mest vanlig hver gang vi har gjort dette her. Og da kommer de som ikke helt komfortable med engelske svar, de kan gå inn på andogvitenskap.no, og der vil vi legge ut norsk oversettelse av de svarene som kommer via Lilly og kilden hun kanaliserer. Så da Lilly straks klar, og så tar vi det derfra.
Within the prism of light, there are many truths, as there are numerous stories and answers to a question. It is so that divine intelligence, like to create, and for one creation, there are numerous outcomes, because it is so that infiltration of all there is, each have their own unique voice, with their own unique understanding. For example, to solve a problem or to create the same. In this way, it will be like a wind blowing from different directions, creating havoc in one way. Or like a soft breeze changing its course. What we try to say is that reality is created from second to second, from moment to moment. And that is why when moving into the subject of prophecies, there may not always be the outcome such as it was prophesied, but through different timelines, there are always the privilege to change the outcome as one walk the timeline. So we are now willing and open to answer the questions from the heart which asks in this time on planet Earth, which for many of you feels so challenging. So please come forward, the representative that have taken the role as speaker, as you in this moment are, Camilo.
Tusen takk. Det jo mange som lurer på hva som skjer med dette koronaviruset. Hvorfor har det kommet? Og det en høyere spirituell mening med det som skjer nå? Og hvis det det, hva I så fall det?
As we said to you or explained to you, Earth is a place where souls incarnate to create different scenarios, but one also from the higher worlds understand clearly that there is an agenda for planet Earth and its humanity's future, a common goal, since Earth is seem to be very important for many worlds outside of planet Earth. Earth is seeded and have developed and accessed stories of birth where building blocks has been created with an uncertain outcome due to the fact that Earth is a free will planet. Now, many times before in Earth's history, civilizations have come, expanded, but come to a certain point where the ego structures have created enormous imbalance, and thereby that have led to the destruction of the same humanity. But it has also been times where humanity have evolved, the transgressions have evolved beyond the point where ego has won in the lower dimensions and the higher divine ego has been birthed, and those humans have ascended and become the masters of time, creating from their experience other worlds, other planetary systems where the blueprint of the success have been planted. Because there are many planets in the great cosmos that has the possibility to bring forth life, such as the human blueprint, the human race. That was the master plan in Earth's history of now. What souls have interacted with and followed from thousands of years back. And now with the technology and the unrest and the wars and the imbalance, it is on a tipping brink of destruction. It has come to the well-known point where one could destroy with an atomic war or many other things that would end in chaos and havoc, Earth's civilization. Now, but the higher world, which were the overseers of their creation, they looked down at what was going on, and a master plan was created to move into the societies and create a wake-up call, softer than the before planned scenario. So let us say that this is a coordinated event from the universe, from the higher worlds, from the beings of great tradition, wisdom, and fate for expanding into the field of love and empathy. Souls have incarnated, willing to sacrifice their life if that so became necessary. And then forces of Earth and some individual took on the responsibility to create this virus. And it is interesting when you look back in your history to see the story of the Christ, of Jesus. Judas willingly incarnated to take on that role so that the religion could be created. So somehow there is no judgment in this. It is a correction and a wake-up call for something that do not sustain itself, like your economical system is like a balloon. It is greed involved and imbalance. And there are other ways of exchanging values. But the war system, the technology, and the money used also to uphold these wars, the whole political dilemma where millions starve to death and some have the world on its for its position or for its feet. That is an imbalance that do not exist in the world that has found itself capable of sharing equally, also because there were enough for everybody. There were plenty. It was like an ever-ending fountain where all the necessity of life were met. There were enough food. There were enough of that which a person craved or needed. So since it seems like your Earth has gone into the belief system and is acting on that belief system, that there is not enough for everybody, that create wars, that create I have to serve and secure myself. So I do not care if my neighbors is going hungry as long as I have for myself. Now we go thousands of years back into your timeline where this was birthed, where the imbalance started. And you may say that there were forces and individuals that incarnated en masse to follow their agenda to make planet Earth a battleship, a battle place. As we said, there are different systems of belief and allowance to act out those beliefs. Like when an Earth have a free zone of free thoughts, yet helped by masters that incarnate and, for example, create a tradition, a religion that points to the good in people. So, yes, it is a combined event, Yes.
Tusen takk. da som man skal prøve å rette opp den ubalansen som så det snakk om å få mer yin-energi inn i systemet. For nå det mye maskulin, har vi snakket om. Og da det mange som lurer på hvor lang tid vil det ta da, før denne ubalansen rettet opp? Hvor lenge vil denne krisen vare?
You decide. And as we before told you, the timelines are set up. And you create when you have learned, you stop it. And it may stop within a blink of an eye. When your consciousness, when enough of you, through the willingness of your heart, your empathy and love, send out those signals. And see your brothers and sisters throughout the globe as yourself. And start to understand oneness, empathy, compassion. There will be a regulation. This is not the end of the society as you know it. It is a correction. And due to the intelligence of so many souls on planet Earth, one will find ways which will type of make this virus a non-dangerous virus from the states that it is now, away from the states it is now. Suddenly, it will be like the storm raging, become the soft wind. But you decide.
Fordi vi skaper.
You see, when thing goes too fast back to normal, there is always a tendency to shake one's shoulders and say, well, that was a trial. But now we jump into the shoes that we walked on before. So, it is the willingness to humans to go deep within, to listen, to understand, not to judge, but to simply go into the modes of the eagle's view, to see what is going on. And you have your internet, you have many, many souls that now have been called upon to talk about this, to talk about the imbalance, to talk about the need to stretch out a hand and to find new ways. And within your own belief system, within your own strength, you will rise like the bird phoenix from the ashes. When the fire is finished and the fire sustain itself until the rain start to flow and the smoke and the ashes creates the transformation which are asked for from the universe and from the human souls themselves. Yes.
Så vi skaper vår egen virkelighet, og dermed kan vi være med å stoppe det som skjer hvis mange av oss begynner å leve med fra hjertet, ser enhet og helhet. Det sånn forstått?
Korrekt.
Men vil det da bli et nytt økonomisk system etter at denne tiden over? Vil vi begynne å leve på en ny måte, tjene til livets opphold på en annen måte enn det vi gjør nå?
There will be many souls that will choose to live in a different way. But many will also continue as it was before, yet not completely as before, because it will take some years to go so-called back to normal. And there will be a barter system, an exchange system for goods and services that many will start to implement in their daily life. Also, there will be an awareness to self-sustain within each country. Like what you see, for example, in the lands of Africa, that they create food and they sell it out and have to buy it back much more expensive. And these are the thing that will be looked upon, that the land or the worlds will self-sustain and be able to create, for example, food. They will be able to create their small field of products. No, it is big corporation that have taken control, also then affecting the prices and holding people a bit in enslavement. So this seems to change, that one will start to understand the importance of creating in the country, using the resources there is, and many new inventions to help the growth will come on the table and be used, so that the food will not be scarcely, but enough. One will look at specifically the lands of Africa and Ethiopia, and there where hunger run rampant through society. So it seems like many souls, which now are young children, they will take on the task of changing laws and go in and actually be heard. So new development will start to take hold and people will feel satisfied with that way of living. But also there will be the old economical system still intact. Yes.
Okay. Takk. Mens vi da går gjennom denne krisen, så det jo mye frykt som der ute. Det mange som redde. Det veldig mye på nyhetene. Så det mye frykt via media og via internett. Hva rådet fra Kilden, The Council, på hva vi kan gjøre I den tiden mens det her pågår?
To be in the eye of the storm. To find that place, that beautiful garden within you, where you create your reality. Whatever happens in the storm, in all the voices talking about scenarios that make you tremble, know that if you, each and one of you, uses your thoughts, your beliefs, that everything will be okay. I will be okay. I surrender to my plan. I open the gateway from me to the universe, to my higher self, my essence. And I hold on to that essence, which exists in a higher dimension where all is within balance. And as a portal of light, I draw that light through time and space, down through my chakra system, hold it in my heart, knowing that no harm will come to me from the outside. Even if I get sick, even if I lose my money temporarily, I have it within me to to be a creator. I can rise from the ashes. And if it is so that I have decided that this is my time to pass into a new experience, that is okay as well. It is to surrender, to let go of all the obstacles we have, things we think that we need to make us strong, happy, freedom, freedom from what enslaves you, freedom from what enslaves you. When you manage to let that go, you are on the winning team. And the more people that manage to be there in their consciousness, they will send out those signals into the great, great consciousness that is Earth, that is all the combined thoughts which exists in the field. And in this way, you will smooth out, that which is the greatest fear scenario. And like the beautiful sunrise after night's darkness, you will see that Earth is still worth living on, that you can be the team that goes in forefront to build out from the shackles, to free you from your chains, whatever they are, through your thought system. Be free and surrender. Pray, meditate for love and cherish each moment of your awakened life, because it is a gift. You have lived thousands of lives on planet Earth. You have followed the Mother, the Gaia. You have seen and experienced the imbalance in different ways and categories. But you are the master creator. Believe that. Believe that.
Så det handler om å bare tørre å gi slipp og vite at man trygg. Og jeg fikk et bilde på et barn I en barnehage som kan være I barnehagen og leke og trygg uansett fordi en trygg ramme rundt barnet I den barnehagen. Og det noen som passer på det barnet. Så det litt det samme som kommer her. At vi på planeten jorda hvor det som om her skal vi erfare ting, her skal vi leve og erfare, og vi egentlig trygge, så må vi hvis vi tør å stole på den følelsen, den tryggheten å vite at det her bare en del av noe mye, mye større, så vil ting bare ordne seg.
Yes.
Det riktig forstått?
That is a beautiful image, Camillo.
Tusen takk.
We greet planet Earth and its people. We follow you closely. We cannot take over. The universal laws must be followed. But when you feel, as many of you now are in aloneness, stretch out a hand. We grasp it, we hold it, and we lead you into the night's sleep so that you can awaken rested and ready with a positive mind, a curious heart. We bless you and we do love you so much. Thank you. We are the council. Within us are the feminine and the masculine in balance. Thank you.